Like the children to come up. So how was school this week? How do you like going part-time? Not so good. I would think that wouldn't be so good. I think all of us miss lots of stuff when we can't be with other people we care about. And when you've got to learn at home and you can't just ask the teacher or a friend to help with a problem or what the answer is for something and try to figure it out, I'm sure it's tough. And I guess your mom and dad are having to review their education to help you these days to provide you some help. One of the things that we don't have, though, if we don't get around other people, is we don't have disagreements with them, right? Not so much. Classmates, or probably don't get mad at your teacher so easily, or maybe you do. I don't know what they say to you. But one of the challenges we have as Christians is living the way Jesus wants us to live. Today, our gospel lesson, Jesus is talking to Peter. And Peter doesn't like something Jesus says, so he says, hey, don't say this. And Jesus says, what does Jesus say to him? Get behind me, Satan. Right? You heard that phrase before, get behind me, Satan? Well, there's also lots of jokes with that, but I won't tell you those. But Jesus is saying to Peter, you're trying to tempt me to do the wrong thing. And way back in the spring, we read a story about Jesus being in the wilderness and tempted by the devil. Do you remember that story from a long time ago? Back in the spring? And Jesus went off in the desert and the devil kept tempting him with this and then tempting him with that and tempting him with this. So what he's saying to Peter, he's not really saying Peter is Satan. What he's saying is, you're trying to tempt me just like Satan did. Don't do that. I know what God's called me to do, and I have to walk that path and do those things. When we are tempted to do the wrong thing or to say the wrong thing to somebody, we need to remind ourselves that Satan is always trying to tempt us to do the wrong thing and say the wrong thing. And sometimes we need to say in our mind, maybe, Satan, get behind me. Help me, Jesus, do the right thing. Because we need to remember to always be able and willing to call on Jesus to help us, to make the right choice and say the right thing. And that's sometimes hard because we're sometimes like Peter, and we just say the first thing that comes to our mind. And Peter was famous for saying the first thing that came to his mind. He got in trouble more than once because he just didn't think about what he said until he said it. And that's a reminder to us. It didn't mean Jesus didn't love him or care for him. He did. But Jesus did sometimes correct Peter and say, think about what you're saying. This is what God wants. Don't let the world or the devil tempt you to do or say the wrong thing. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, help us walk in your path. Give us courage when we face temptation. Help us do and say the right thing. Watch and keep us safe each day. In your holy name, amen. Thanks for coming up. Hope school gets a little better.